pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Are you ready to update your flooring? Well, don't miss the Lowe's Floor event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and get free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Or check out tile and laminate flooring for only 68 cents per square foot. For these and more great values, check out the Lowe's Floor event now through October 31st. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 10/31. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Experience the Weinstrasse on Missouri's most scenic roadway for an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at four exceptional family-owned wineries. Visit Sugar Creek and Defiance and Augusta, Montel, and Balducci wineries in Augusta. Sample their award-winning wines and specialty foods with free wine tastings and live entertainment. It's only a short drive from St. Louis and St. Charles County on Highway 94. So, for a weekend getaway or a weekend outing, make plans to travel to the Missouri Weinstrasse soon.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Now open your mouth, shut your eyes, and I will give you a big surprise.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Yeah. Gold dust at my feet.
Yeah, I can't
say. I can't keep talking.
See, we catch ourselves talking, and then we realize the mics just went
Tina's
on.
Tina's saying a bunch of...
It was not
wrong.
Oh, Tina's making fun of people with disabilities.
Oh,
okay, she wasn't. Peon was. Okay, he wasn't. Dan was.
Okay.
Welcome. Welcome. Here's the deal, folks. Do we have a show for you?
We do?
And the answer is no. We actually don't. I'm serious, because I got a weird connection issue with my headphones, because there's not a whole lot going on. It's all about being two games away from being in the World Series. I mean, literally, like two games away from being in the World Series. That's a big deal, and show that precedes us, I think, is doing a terrific job of more than covering that, so we're going to give you a break from that. We'd be stupid to try to... Now, if you want to call and talk about baseball, you are welcome to do that. I can't engage you because I'm a moron when it comes to that stuff. I like football a little better, but hey...
We'll help you
this
out.
This is an exciting thing for people who are... Peon and Dan will be able to talk the talk with you. I thought of an expression on the way into work today. And then we're going to take your calls when we do the Burke segment, but... For some reason, more in recent years than ever before, when I hear an expression, I actually now stop and ask myself, how did that get started and what does that mean? And here's a good one for you. For crying out loud. Now, how did that get started and why is that an expression? And it applies, you can use it for anything. If you said, the Cardinals looked like third week in August, and they were 10.5 games back. If the what, they looked like they weren't going to make it. Yeah, but for crying out loud, they turned it around. I mean, you could say that for anything.
And,
now, Tina's got flowers here. I could walk in and go, for crying out loud, who sent those flowers?
It doesn't make any sense. I don't even think the verbiage is correct.
It doesn't make sense.
How do you for cry something?
For crying out loud.
Yeah.
Or how about this? How about ridiculous one? How about, well, for goodness sake? For goodness sake? And when you say it, it has nothing to do with goodness. You could walk up and go, oh, for goodness sake, look at this pile of vomit.
Yeah.
You know, what's goodness about it, and what is sake? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
I know I'm weird.
All of our ancestors were weird. That's why. Yeah.
We need to find out who these people were.
Who started this crap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shut this stuff down. My dad used to, and I guess still does say it, probably, and this one really doesn't make any sense. If something happened that he didn't expect to happen, where most people would say, well, I'll be. And first of all, let's take that expression.
I'll
be what? Well, not I'll be damned. Not I'll be damned. I'll be monkey's uncle.
I'll be dipped in silk.
What?
Silk.
No, I never heard that.
No, not
no,
silk.
No, silk. Oh. I'm saying.
But see,
the other
Dad, people who didn't hear the show yesterday don't have any idea. You got to learn. No, forget it. No, forget it. You know what? Forget it. It's a waste. It's a waste. A lost cause.
Silk face.
He's a savant.
My dad used to say, if a, let's think, something happened where you're kind of in awe, or it's, he'd say, well, I'll be John Brown.
Yes.
Have you ever heard that?
Yes. I know a lot of people that say that. Oh, for John Brown.
Now, the only
sakes.
Guy who could say it where it makes sense was the guy who used to work here, John Brown.
Right.
Who do you want to be? Well, I'll be John Brown, because I am John Brown.
I've heard people go, oh, for John Brown's sakes, what are you doing?
Now, I've not heard for John Brown's sake.
Yeah.
But I've heard, well, I'll be John Brown.
Well, it's Jeez O' Pete. Isn't that one, too?
Jeez O' Pete?
That one baffles me.
That's a newer one. That's just so you don't say.
Oh, it's not that new. Jeez O' Pete? That's not that new. That's a 30-year-old deal. At least. Jeez O' Pete. Well, a lot of things are substitutes for cursing.
Right. You're just saying other words.
You know, look at this freaking thing. All that is F-word substitution.
Mm.
And
monkey farmer.
Melon farmer.
Yeah, melon farmer. I was from Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yay.
When I was a kid, I was very Protestant and very strict, and there was no cursing or drinking, and I said a darn one time, and I got called in from playing outside. Yeah. My mother heard me outside playing with some kids, and I said something. Give me the darn thing. Get in here right now, young man. And I went in, and she says, you're in trouble when your dad gets home. I said, what? She said, you know what? Darn. I said, it's darn. She says, well, I think you know what it's supposed to
what
be.
What you meant.
You meant damn.
Man.
You know? Said, oh, no, you can't believe it. I grew up in a, I'll write a book about it one day. And the kid next door, I'm trying to remember, what was it he said? It started with a C, not that word, beyond.
Oh. Oh. There's a couple of them.
Criminy or something?
It was something like criminy, but it was...
Cripes?
Confounded.
Confounded.
So my mother hears
good
this...
Darn it.
No, not that, Lauren. Confounded. he says he's throwing a ball against our house, and he missed...
Dagnabbit!
No! Confounded! And he missed the catch, and he was disgusted with himself because he loved baseball. He confounded. Once again, my mother calls me in. She says, did you hear what Eric said? I heard what he said, and I know you did, too. And I said, what? She said, you know. Like, she didn't even want to say it.
What does it mean?
Well, it doesn't mean anything. She says, what you're really saying without saying is GD.
GD, right, yeah, because it sounds...
Confounded.
Confounded.
Really?
I never put that together either.
No sane, normal person would. But, but in the deep South, where everything is a sin... You can't say stuff like confound.
So you couldn't hang around with Eric anymore?
I couldn't actually hang around with any kids.
Everybody did something.
Everybody was on the blacklist at some point.
My parents just said the real words.
Well, a lot of parents did.
Yeah.
Let me give you another one. And anybody listening who has any Southern roots, you're going to relate to some of this stuff. Maybe from up here you'll relate to it. We had a neighbor. He's a nice guy. again, I'd like to tell you his name, but you never know who moved where, and somebody may live in the St. Louis area, and I don't want to get anybody to mishear this. But let's say his name was Mr. Henderson. It's close. His name started with an H. Mr. Philip Henderson. And he was such a nice guy, and he taught me to play spoons. And I don't mean musically, the game spoons. What?
Oh.
What?
No, he spooned
that was Dana. Yeah, that's somebody else.
Why does it always go back to Dana?
Wait a minute. What's this game, spoons?
I've never heard of it. It's like a card game.
You've never played spoons?
But you play it with spoons, like real pig. Kitchen spoons. Now, I don't remember anything about
it. I'm not as old as you guys.
No, you're not.
No, I've never heard of this.
That's the other one. If you don't have spoons,
you're doing hand signals, Tina, and nobody can see.
Tina, I don't remember anything about spoons, except I know it was like cards, or maybe you played them with cards, but you took kitchen spoons. And so Mr. Henderson, after school one day, and after he got home from work, I went in the house, and he showed me how to play spoons. And it was fun. And he says, this is kind of a neat game. One day, I am told by my mother, she says, I know that you... were over at Mr. Henderson's house the other day. And I said, yeah, he is telling me this game, Spoon. She says, you're not to go over there anymore.
Oh.
And I said, why? She said, because he drinks beer. That's exactly what she said. He drinks beer. And I said, well, okay. And that's how I grew up. I grew up thinking that if you drink beer, you're going to hell. If you say confound it, then St. Peter at the gate is going to open the big book and go, I see here as a child that you said confound it. You know, the boss knows that that's really GD. You're going to hell. But I grew up that way. And I don't hate my parents for it, but I do think it's misguided. And I think that you are a product of whatever your parents taught you. And it was probably drilled into them. And then you're also a product of whatever church you were forced to go to, and whatever it was they told you was right or wrong. One Sunday, we are at home, and you can hear the sound of a power mower. It's a nice summer Sunday afternoon. And I remember my mother looks out the kitchen window. She says, well, same guy, by the way, Mr. Henderson. She says, I hope Mr. Henderson has fun in hell.
Wow.
Because
he was cutting the grass
on Sunday.
No. Hope he has fun in hell.
It's a day of rest.
And they'd say things like, well, I hope there's plenty of grass to cut in hell. I'm telling you, it was the same crowd that if they heard that a church member had been spotted coming out of a liquor store, it would spread like wildfire. They'd have probably locked the church doors and not let them in again.
And look at how you turned out.
Yeah.
Crime. Crime and Netley.
That explains a lot.
No, Crime and Netley's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Crime and Netley. So that's our show. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
I told you we didn't have anything, and we don't have anything. But here's what's interesting. Once you start talking, this is interesting about doing this for a living. You know, you drive in, and I've done it 1,000 times, driving and thinking, well, I wish I knew more about baseball, or I wish I knew something about anything. There's just nothing to talk about. And then something happens. And with me, it was for crying out loud. And then that causes other things to come into your head. And the next thing you know, people call, and you got a show, and it's over. And then you go home to wedded bliss.
Gene Minnetley.
That's the best part. Yeah. That's the icing on the cake.
Jiminy Christmas. Now that what is that about?
Jiminy Christmas.
Instead of saying JC,
That's what I think.
But then though, people who will say, like Archie Bunker. Jeez. Now that to me is somebody who wants to say the name of Jesus.
Jeez, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, they just leave a syllable.
What about Perry White, Great Caesar's Ghost?
Yeah, from Tina, Superman.
I think maybe five people know what you're talking about.
Great Caesar's Ghost.
Don't call me
Chief.
Clark, get in here.
Folks, aren't you glad to tune in? Isn't this the best thing you've ever heard in your life? Let's take a couple of phone calls. I'll give you the numbers. We come back. We'll have a little Burke segment. We'll sell you a couple of things. That's what we do. And then we'll tell some stories. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550. KTRS, and that KTRS is 5877. Joining us once again, Marv. Hello, Marv.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great, Marv. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
Marv, did you get a computer yet?
Say again, sir?
Did you get a computer yet?
I have a laptop, but I don't know how to use it.
Well, if you have it, I would say...
Start by turning it on and just start hitting some buttons.
Theon's got a good point. Turn that thing on.
Frank?
Yeah?
When you buy a computer and you turn it on, it says you have to know how to use a computer in order to get the instructions.
Well, you've got a point. When I got my iPad, my kids gave it to me, I turned it on. I was so bummed out because nothing happened. And then I realized, oh, wait a second, now I have
you
to
have
plug
to
it
do
into
something.
A computer and then download whatever. So I get it, Marv. What can we do for you?
Okay. In order pardon, to honor Tina for using her bicycle so much, mm-hmm. I think it's time to bring up Schnauzer joke.
Oh, I know the Schnauzer joke.
Okay, that's you got that?
I got it.
Okay, got it. Great.
I'll give that some thought. I have to make sure that I can conjure it up and do it justice, but I'll...
the bicycle and the Schnauzer. You know.
No, I know, but I want to make sure I get it right.
Okay.
I'll work on it.
And then you mentioned that you live out there, you know, out in Wildwood.
In the woods, in acorn and leaf country.
Yeah, but you mentioned that you get all these channels, and I'm just north of Florissant. I'm just outside the border, and I'm going to have trouble picking up signals, you know, without turning the darn thing around like we did back in the 50s.
All right, where is your antenna? Because I'm taking it you use a regular antenna.
Well, I went to Radio Shack. I went to Best Buy. I bought the best thing I could find.
Okay, but where is it? Is it in the
it's
attic?
It's on top of my fridge.
Oh, yeah. No, my antenna is on top of the roof of the house.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the difference. And let me tell you something. That made all the difference because years ago, and I'm talking 25 years ago, when I put this in, and it's the same antenna still there all this time. I had it in the attic. And same issue. Shadows, and the plane would go over. And then I hired, I still remember the name of the company, AAA Antenna. A1 Antenna. They came out, and I'm going to tell you something. They knew what they were doing, and that antenna has been on the roof of that house ever since. And when I do use the bathroom TV and the kitchen TV, which are on antenna, crystal clear.
Okay, A1. Is that
A1. I don't even know if they're still in business. You could try it.
Okay, great. Lastly.
Yeah.
This may hurt you a little bit.
I don't care. I can take it. I'm tough.
Well, on 10/2, the Sunday edition of the Post-Dispatch.
Okay.
They ran a big story about your old buddy Ray Vincent.
Okay.
You may want to cut me off here, but...
I'm not going to cut you off.
But, you know, there's that whole thing is pretty nasty.
Well, here's my reaction to that. I did read the article, and I have not
it's
been...
It's not an article. It's a long story, and it shows all the stuff about the perjury and the ex-cons and the PIs and the
right.
whole thing. So, go ahead.
Right. And anybody's personal life, first of all, I wasn't a party to any of that. I don't know all the facts. And anybody's personal life or their marital difficulties or what they do to a spouse is none of my concern. Now, if I were to find out that an advertiser had been investigated and had been found to be fraudulent to customers... or deceitful, or a thief, or that's a whole different deal. My concern, now I will say this, if I had an advertiser and I found out for a fact that the person's a pedophile or something, you could say, well, that doesn't really affect customers. I don't care, it affects me because you're a stinking pedophile. So until I learn more and know more, my only real concern is I got people that have been very loyal to this show, good to its listeners, and give them what they pay for. And outside of that, I don't always trust every little thing that I read in the paper or anywhere else about completely about anything until I hear all the facts from both sides. And that's the only way I know how to address that. But the product, the service, the company, very successful. I rarely get a negative email about the customer.
No, I understand what you're saying. It's just that, you know, I was in sales all my life, and, you know, we can say we're professional whores, you know. in a nice way, because, you know, we support our, you know, our patrons. But I don't know. It's just that on one hand, you say you had Ray on the show and what a great guy he is.
I know, but I don't remember saying, when did I say I had him on the show and what a great guy he was?
I'm sorry, you had Ray on the show.
Years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, that account started with me with Ray Vincent.
Okay. I don't want to make this, I don't want to argue. I'm just saying, you know, you bounce back, and so it's essentially who pays you.
No, how do I bounce back? What do you mean?
Well, now you got her on.
No, he was absolutely out of the business for a year. Now, let me ask you a question. You have a client, a good advertiser, who's with you for many, many, many years. That advertiser continues to be in business and wants to stay with you. Do you get rid of them because the partner is gone when there's no option to go with the partner, because part of the deal is he's not to be in the business for a year or two?
Okay. I get what you're saying.
If you go back and look, you'll see that there was no financial company with his name on it for a year or two.
Okay. I got you.
I don't dump good, solid advertisers over things I don't really know about.
Okay.
I don't kick them to the curb. Loyalty is hard to find. I'm loyal till I have a good reason not to be.
Okay, Frank. Okay, what you're saying is that you're not necessarily discrediting him or giving her credibility. You're just basically saying you're going with who's paying the bills.
Well, doesn't everybody work for whoever
pays
them?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. We're all whores. Okay.
No, I'm not a whore.
Wow.
Marv. Marv, hang on a second here.
No way.
Let me tell you something, Marv. You've been a good listener for a long time.
Yes, sir.
But every once in a while, you call in here, and it's like you're trying your best to find something to discredit me or something. I am not a whore. I'm a salesman.
Yeah.
Now, there are whores on the radio who will speak for anybody. If you saw the list of people that I turned down that I won't speak for, I think you'd be pretty impressed, because it's about five of those to everyone that I'll put on this show, because there are certain businesses and people that I will not do business with. There is a huge advertiser in this town, a name you know, a name everybody knows, spends a lot of money. It's a pedophile, all right? Few people know it. I know it. I will not do business with that person or speak for that person, and was asked to a few years ago. And when I was asked to, and I said no. And they said, well, why not? And I said, I can't tell you why, because it's not my place to call these people out, because when you do that, you better be ready to do battle with people who have money and attorneys. But I can tell you for a fact, I know that's true. I know there's another guy who's a big businessman in this town, a well-known name, a very successful business. I know how he got the money to start his business. I will not speak for his business because I know where the money came from. So I do have some scruples. I am not a whore, but I don't dump advertisers over some domestic squabble or some thing that was printed. I've had things in the paper printed about me that were absolutely not true. Not true. But once it's printed, a lot of people don't really bother all the time to go back and read the other retraction or other side of the story. So I don't appreciate being called a whore. I'm not a whore. I'm a salesman. I'm a storyteller and a salesman. If you don't
Frank,
like some of the people that I speak for, don't do business with them.
Frank?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to call you a whore. I'm just saying that, you know, people who have spent their lives in sales, you know, they're called whores. You know, I mean, we're...
I don't hear that.
Look, I'm not calling you a whore per se. I'm just saying that sometimes we sell to the highest bidder. And look, Frank, I wouldn't have been with you for 25, 26 years if I didn't respect you.
Marv, I don't sell to the highest bidder. There's an attorney in this town that offered me $1,000 a commercial. $1,000. And I wouldn't do it. And he got mad, and he called my bosses and went, you know, says, who does this guy think he is that he won't take our commercials? No, I don't take your commercials because you want everybody who works for anybody to sue them over everything that happened. You bump your toe, you stub your toe at work, oh, let's sue them. And put them. So I wouldn't do it. And he got upset. I had another a business that got upset because I wouldn't do their commercials. They happened to be in a business that I just don't want to be associated with. We're fine. We're good. We don't need to keep this going. I get it.
Can I cut in for a second?
Go right ahead.
Okay, look. You know, like I said, I wouldn't have been with you for all these years if I didn't believe and respect you. It's just that that particular thing with the mortgage thing kind of really got to me because there's something fishy going on, and that's okay. Let that one die. But hey, I love you, man, and I will keep listening, and I do. I try to follow your advertisers and so on and so forth. But I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to get it out, okay? So
I'm not sure. Tell me one more time what it is you want me to walk away with here. What's the message?
Okay, I just was concerned about this whole Ray Vincent thing. The whole thing smells, and I was afraid that maybe you were just choosing sides because of the advertising. And so I'll just let it go with that, okay? And maybe you're right. Maybe it has nothing to do with, the product. That's the important thing. The product that's being put out is the most important thing.
Right.
So I'll let it go.
Marv, here's how we'll end this. I have an advertiser on right now who has just come through. He made some very bad personal decisions, okay? Things that you and I wouldn't approve of, probably. But the customers love him. He takes great care of his customers. And that's what I'm concerned about. A mistake that somebody makes in a personal life, or somebody screws over a spouse, or there's a domestic whatever. I hate it. I don't approve a lot of it. But you'd be surprised how much of that there is that we really don't know about and probably don't want to know about. And quite frankly, I don't know why the Post-Dispatch found it necessary to put all that crap that they put in there, because the reality is, I don't think most people care. Most people want to be treated right, whatever business they go to, that service or product, they want to feel like that they didn't get screwed over and that they were taken care of. And I don't speak for Ray anymore, but Ray is the one who came to me initially when they were together, and he's the one who got that account on the air when he was part of that name. And I was not about, just because he was out of the business, to go to his ex-wife and go, I'm done with you. Since he's out of the business, I can't work. I just wouldn't do that. And I wouldn't want it done to me.
Okay.
Make sense?
Okay. Well, I will be your fan for...
All right, Marv.
...for the long time.
Thank you, Marv.
Bye now.
Remember when I said we didn't have a show?
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. We do have a show. I want to take some more calls, but I don't have time now. We have to get some business done. We are way behind. First Community Credit Union is a place where you can do your banking that doesn't have the bank in the name. And I think for a while there was some confusion for a few years. It used to be the same thing with savings and loans. We had these things called savings and loans, and people would say, well, what's the difference between a savings and loan and the bank? There wasn't a dime's worth of difference. There was the one big difference I remember was it seemed like the savings and loans were giving everybody blankets and alarm clocks all the time if they opened an account, and I didn't seem to see the banks doing that. And I think a lot of people thought, well, I'm going to go to the savings and loans because I get an electric blanket. First Community Credit Union, I don't think, gives anybody electric blankets or clocks. They'll give you in the hot weather a popsicle and all year long a bag of popcorn, but what they really give you is really good service and competitive rates. They work very, very hard, and their business right now is booming, and I think they'd like to send a thank you card to every bank that's part of this charging customers $5 a month to use their debit cards. Woohoo! Thank you! Because that's just going to make what they do look even stronger. First Community Credit Union, website firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending Traffic, here's Ed Smarin. Ed?
Gina, we are not without our...
problems southbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road. Right lane still has gravel spilled in the roadway. An accident southbound 270 past Doherty Ferry. A stall southbound 170 at Galleria Parkway. Another accident southbound 270 exit to westbound 44. And a medical emergency, the Dorset ramp to southbound 270. Traffic brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. The new turkey on St. Louis Bread Company's roasted turkey harvest salad makes you think of mom's home carved turkey. Add to that fresh pears, dried cherries, and toasted pecans, and you have the perfect fall time salad. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila and the Big 550 KTRS.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
Now is the perfect time to improve the energy efficiency of your home. Don't open your bill this winter and find out your utility costs have skyrocketed. FM Exteriors, your roofing experts, install windows, and FM's low prices and awesome lifetime warranty are hard to beat. Right now, FM Exteriors is offering window installation for your entire home for just $99. These windows come in a broad range of styles, and whether you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home, FM's custom-made windows deliver unmatched beauty and state-of-the-art performance. For energy savings, reduced maintenance, and a more comfortable home, call FM Exteriors today. FM has been helping local homeowners since 1999 in Missouri. Call 314-632-6723. And in Illinois, the number is 618-628-1984. Or go to fmroofingexteriors.com.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
R&R Sanitation Porta Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for porta potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
At Assisted Recovery Centers of America, lives are changed every day.
Every other place that you call, you go in for 6 months, 9 months. ARCA, you walk in the door, you are treated with medication at the time you walk in, and you leave that same day. You're treated in your own environment. You're treated at home. You can be at home with your treatment, around the people you love and need to be around. Here they teach you how to live in your circumstances without the medication, with the pharmaceuticals that they give you that helps the craving, and you just learn how to live without it. I've been clear and free for almost 3 years now, and they're still there to help me if I need it.
Break the grip of drug and alcohol addiction. Discover the amazingly effective combination of anti-craving medications and counseling treatment at Assisted Recovery Centers. Make the confidential call now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Assisted Recovery Centers of America. The time is now.
This time of year, we all rely on our furnace, but there are some things to check to keep you safe and warm.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
You gotta be sure and keep the area around your furnace clean. Don't leave things lying too close to it. And same goes for your water heater. If your heating system has air filters, you want to change those every year too. And if your house has a fireplace, make sure the flue is clear. Oh, and always have your gas appliances installed and serviced by qualified professionals.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know there's nothing more annoying than a dead battery. It's time to go, and your car won't. That's why Advance offers free battery testing. Need a new battery? Advance will professionally install it for you, fast and most of all, free with purchase. Don't get stuck with a car that won't turn over. Turn in to Advance for our free battery testing services. It's a great start to making sure your battery keeps starting. Free battery testing and free installation. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Free battery services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Hi, John Sinclair for Dave Sinclair Ford, your St. Louis Ford dealer. Fun events in October? Baseball playoffs, Halloween, and no interest on certified, used 2010 Focus four-doors. Moonroof spoiler and 48-month Ford credit certified means you pay no interest while they last from $13,988 at Dave Sinclair Ford, where customer satisfaction is our legacy. Lindbergh and Lehman Ferry or DaveSinclair.com.
We're going outdoors. I just looked through this morning the latest edition of the Outdoor Guide magazine. Another great issue, and what I found most interesting, we'll talk about it another time, was an article on fly fishing. I've never been fly fishing. And to me, fly fishing is like the chess of fishing. You know what I'm saying? It's like upscale. Yeah. Fly fishing.
And you think of crystal clear streams.
Beautiful,
and
crystal clear waters. Water, legends of the fall, river runs through it, that kind of thing. But we'll talk about that another time. I think we're going to talk about, well, I think I know what it is, but I'll let him tell you. His name is Bobby Whitehead, and he's brought to you by Pistols Plus. Was there again last weekend. Nice to see you folks in there from St. Louis. That's always a treat for me. Pistols Plus, Highway 54, as you go into town. Staples, the first thing to look for. When you see the Staples parking lot sign on the left, just before that, look to your right. There's Pistols Plus. Go in, tell Jim and Pam and Randy and Brian and Tom and Mike and the other Tom and everybody in there that you said hello and that you're AM and the PM. They'll take great care of you. Pistols Plus, Osage Beach, Missouri. And now the editor and publisher of the Outdoor Guide magazine, Mr. Bobby Whitehead.
Hey,
Bobby.
Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing, Frank?
Great, Bobby. How are you?
Pretty good today.
What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, the deer season is upon us. We've got archers out there right now, and it comes up every year. Every year we've got the same sort of story as what are the folks in town and country doing about their deer overpopulation? Have you read anything about that or heard anything about that here recently?
I try to follow it very closely, and I'll tell you why. Because they don't want the deer, but they don't seem to want any of the solutions that are offered. You've got a bunch of people that don't want them. Well, I don't want them euthanized or poisoned or killed. Well, I don't want them a shot. Well, I don't want them this. I don't want them that. Well, then do you want them or do you not want them? And before you say anything, I heard a lady a couple of days ago, they interviewed on one of the news stations, and she said, well, I'll tell you right now, while this shooting is going on, I will have my children indoors. I don't want my children being shot. They're hiring a company that does this nationwide. This is what they do. There has never been an accident. Never. They know what they're doing. They'll take out part of the deer population. So for the people that want to act like, oh my goodness, every kid in the neighborhood is going to get shot in the head, you don't even know what you're talking about. It's not quite that sloppy. It's very controlled, and the shooting is done by real marksmen who know what they're doing. Now I'll let you.
Well, then I read the Creve Coeur just passed bow hunting for people. As long as you have like an acre or something.
And Bobby, you know more about this than I do. We have to thin this herd. This deer thing is ridiculous.
Well, it is for lots of reasons. One in particular is because of the vehicular collisions with the deer. I mean, we have a lot in Missouri to start with. I think I mentioned one time on the show that there are about 9,000 reported per year, and there's always 2 to 1 that's not reported.
Well, hold it. In the country or the state?
In Missouri.
9,000?
Yeah, 9,000 are reported, and there's they say two that for every one, there's 2 that's not reported. So just for safety's sake, we've got to figure something out. And in an overpopulated area like town and country, something happens to the habitat. It's really bad. It becomes a dead zone. You can't tell it. It's hard for me to tell it when I drive by. We still see forests. We still see trees. But they decimate all of the food. And that includes all your squirrels and your little chipmunks, and, you know, your little pocket gophers, all the things that you love to, you know, to watch and you love to see. And so bad things happen. I will say this, I'm pleased because the Town and Country folks are making progress. It's taken a long time, and I understand, you know, that there's a lot of ignorance out there, and some of the attitudes are changing. But for a while there, they were trying to relocate the deer.
Yeah.
And they found out, and science has already proven this, that that's just terribly expensive. And the stress on the animals is so bad that one out of two will die very quickly after they're relocated, yeah, just because of the stress. They're not going to do that anymore. They've taken a step up. They're still into the sterilization thing, and this may just be another step before we finally get to what is, what you mentioned, is the final solution for this, and that's the sharpshooters. Now, there's a couple things. Go ahead.
I want to mention something real quickly. This is weird, I know, but last week I drove to Lake of the Ozarks, and as I got out on the 40 before it split off, before 70 split off, I saw my first blood splatter. You've all seen this on the road where you can see where a deer was hit.
Yeah.
There's some blood in the trail. For whatever reason, I thought from here to the lake, I'm going to count every blood stain deer carcass that I see. From here to the lake, 23. 23. Now that's 23 vehicles that hit a deer. I promise you, some of those people went to the hospital, and many people have been killed. And for everybody to think, oh, you don't kill Bambi, wait till a member of your family has a big set of antlers come through the windshield and stab them in the heart or something, or maybe not that severe, but you tear up a couple of cars, you'll change your mind.
No, exactly right. And these sharpshooters, so to speak, they know what they're doing because they've been doing it for lots of years all over the country. They're very professional. They go in, they study, they work with MDC, Missouri Department of Conservation. They look at topography. They've got plat maps of houses. They've got all kinds of techniques. And a lot of times, once this starts, I mean, they talk with the community. They'll have little forums where they get together. This is how we're going to do it. We don't want to surprise anybody. This is the day we're going to start. This is how many hours we're going to do, and so on. And these guys are good. Now, here's the thing. They've got to kill enough, and they have to do it often enough for it to be effective.
Right.
The sterilization thing has shown that they've got a couple ways that they do it. They remove the productive parts or they tie the tubes. And in both cases, it is extremely expensive, and you're really doing a lot of damage to the deer in terms of stress.
And, it just doesn't work.
It's just they've proven it doesn't work.
Is it not also true that this kill will feed a lot of people who need food?
A lot of the food will go to charity. They'll have it all set up where it'll go to food pantries. We've got Share the Harvest here in Missouri. We've already got places that will process your deer for you and not charge you for processing now, thanks to the Conservation Federation. And so we're headed in the right direction. This is one of those things where it's like, did you ever think they were going to allow sharpshooters in Town and Country? And I want to tell you, a few years ago, I didn't think so. Here's the thing, and you know, you ask me, you always ask me, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Don't you ever get aggravated? Here's something that aggravates me, and I'll just be honest with you. It's folks that, there's ignorance out there. You're ignorant about a lot of things. I'm ignorant about things, and so education is a good thing. As once you've been shown and once you've seen it firsthand, you refuse to look at the facts and to realize what's going on. And there are a lot of folks that are holdouts. Now, on the other hand, this is something interesting, and I'll bet you didn't know this. 20 years ago, now that's not too long in a man's professional life after a guy's about 20 years old. 20 years ago, I did not understand why you wanted to have so many guns. I did not want to kill a turkey. Now, boy, since I've been educated and since some of the ignorance has been removed, I've killed a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But there was a time when I did not understand. I did not know. Why do you want to kill that beautiful turkey? Why do you want to kill those deer? Another thing about the deer situation is we are stewards of the land. The mountain lions used to keep the deer population in check. Well, guess what? Even with the mountain lions that are coming back, there won't be enough of them in our lifetime to be able to take care of the deer population, so we're in charge.
All right, now I'm going to stop you and ask you next week if we can pick this up, and I want you next week, if you would, to explain to people who don't understand why there is hunting. How
I will.
You can?
I will. That's okay. That's something that's a pet project of mine. I'll be happy to do it. All Don't right. forget, coming up a week from Saturday in Powder Valley, they're going to celebrate their 20th anniversary, and it's a wonderful deal. We've got one of four of the nature centers right here in St. Louis. You're going to want to play in for that. That's an excellent deal. I'm Bobby Whitehead with Outdoor Guide Magazine. I'll see you next week, Frank, somewhere down the trail.
All right, thank you, Bobby. All right, there you go, Bobby Whitehead. He knows some stuff. Do I have time to talk about heating and cooling? I hope so. Matheny Heating and Cooling. My electric bill. I'm still basking in the glow of my $223 electric bill. And a lot of people say, wow, $223, you're happy about that? Yeah, it's an all-electric house. Everything's electric. And when it gets real hot or real cold, we pay the price for that. And here's what I don't worry about. I don't worry about heating and cooling units. Now, they are starting to get old. I believe they are, man, I want to say like 14 years old. I got another 4 or 5 years out of them. But I don't worry about that because I know I'll get every breath until there's not one left in them from the folks at Matheny Heating and Cooling. And you all need a heating and cooling company. You know, everybody should have a dentist. Everybody should have a heating and cooling company. And you should probably have somebody that's your exterminator. And once you find a good group of people to do all this service stuff for you, you hang on to them and you keep using them because you trust them and you like them. They know you. You know them. That's going to be the case with Matheny. Please tell them your AM and the PM because if you do, the first service call from Matheny, they'd like to take 15% off of that for you, and they will. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
It's tough today to find good, reliable people.
Having problems with your computer?
You go into one guy and he says your computer's no good, it's going to cost you $400. And you go to another guy who's an honest businessman and he fixes it for $75. That's a lot of difference. And that's what we need, more people like that. And then when we find him, we need to tell all our friends about him, how good he is and how great he is. And that's what I've been doing.
Computer Clinic at 2138 Woodson Road.
Lauren and Don, people who I've talked to at Computer Clinic, they were very helpful, knowledgeable, fair, pleasant. We definitely will be doing more work with them in the future for our computer systems.
Don't give up until you call the experts at Computer Clinic. Call 314-423-8324. That's 423-8324. Computer Clinic, online at stlcomputerclinic.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News,